Chicago has a huge shiny bean, but you won't find one of those on the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The podcast that can spell Medicare backwards if stopped for DWI. Sick of hardwood floors, he wants wall-to-wall carpeting. It's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
It's time for the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast again. This time comes around so often, not too often, just often enough, I believe. Anyway, thank you so much, Drew McMillan, my Canadian nephew, for introducing this episode. We're up in the 190s episode. We're sneaking up on 200 episodes, and we are so happy to have you join us today. What we do here is we help people understand what is necessary to accomplish in order to cross peacefully and quietly into that land of Medicare. You leave Obamacare behind, you start saving some money, you get very broad coverage at a very reasonable price. And what we do is make sure you don't stumble over the rules causing any problems. And we try to encourage you to do the things that save you the most money. Get the most bang for your bucks. Now, we've got a 30-second radio spot that I often like to play that tells the story of our mission very succinctly. And about this time, Randy usually plays that for us. Let's listen and see if he's going to do it again today. Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever. Oh, yes. That tells the story from beginning to end in a very short, succinct way. So we are here to help you move into the Medicare land and the land of milk and honey. So anyway, last episode, I should say hello to Randy Carson, the dial twister for the podcast. Hello, Randy.
Hi, Doug.
I almost forgot you were there.
Did you forget me?
I was going to launch into the content, the Medicare content for this episode, and I realized, hey, I've forgotten to say something very important.
You know, that's okay, because I'm still very excited, as I imagine you are, about our news from last session.
That was pretty exciting. We're not talking about the stump the Medicare expert questions.
No, that's pretty hot stuff in the last episode. So if you haven't picked up on that last episode, I would certainly recommend you do so. But this podcast, we have different things on the agenda, so we are going to turn it over to Doug.
Well, we do have a different thing, and this is because a couple of things that happened. One was a gentleman from Oklahoma, the land of my birth, contacted me, and he said, my mother is turning 65, and these Medicare agents are just beating her to death. She doesn't like talking to them. They're irritating. I don't think they're the right people to tell her or to advise her as to what to do for Medicare. She needs somebody that she can depend on. Can she talk to you? And he said, I've been listening to a few of your podcast episodes, and he said, I realize that you have clients. Well, have we been keeping that a secret? How the heck could you not realize that we have clients? We've been begging.
We got some clients, Doug.
We got tons of clients, and we're looking for more. And so
Doug's after the podcasts are over, people, Doug's back there like a one-armed paper hanger, you know, taking care of his customers.
And frankly, new people are contacting us all the time. If you go to the website, Randy is rejiggering the questionnaire, but we have a nice little questionnaire that says, if you want a quote, or if you'd like to buy insurance, fill out the answers to all of these questions and Doug will contact you and tell you what it's going to cost or what you ought to do. So that's going to be improved even more. And people send one of those things in every couple of days. So we are actively seeking clients. And the fact this gentleman in Oklahoma didn't know that until he listened to a couple of podcast episodes kind of bothers me. Like, are we forgetting to say the important things? I hope not. So anyway, that told me I've got to talk about my clients more. And then I think about, do I want to talk about the irritating clients or do I want to talk about my favorite clients? And I decided I'd like to talk about my favorite clients more often. So I should probably bring you up to date on what they're doing. I don't use real names. I don't use last names, but especially if it's embarrassing information. But in this case, it's a really nice couple whose coverage is going to be effective at the end of May in 2021. So just a week or so away, this young couple in Texas is going to formally become my clients. But now they each had their own careers going on. They were not connected, but they happened to turn 65 at the same time. So that's June of 2021. They're turning 65. Both of them are retiring. She was in the medical industry. She was, I think, a surgical nurse for a long time and then got into hospital administration, if I recall correctly. I have not looked at their file in weeks. So some of this is off the top of my head that may or may not be accurate. Anyway, it is Becky and Lester that I'm talking about. Becky was in the medical industry and eventually, not too long ago, I guess, retired from that. And she has been covered by her husband Lester's medical plan. Lester is an oil man, and he has worked for one of the major oil companies for a long, long time. And I say that those people are heroes. They're saints. Because I've got a fleet of classic cars that burn a lot of gasoline, and I have no interest in electric cars. So I'm looking forward to burning up even more gasoline. And so I'm proud to know Lester, a man who has helped bring gasoline at market prices to every man. He's carried on that proud tradition that people like Rockefeller started over 100 years ago. So anyway, his oil company, it was kind of paternalistic, and they had a kind of a wrap our arms around you method of dealing with their employees. You know, they tried to provide a very rich benefit plan to the employees and the employees' dependents, like the employee's spouse. And so Lester and Becky were covered by his employer's medical plan. And when he turned 65, which is in June. His trigger date is June 1st. So that's, you know, when you're going to go into the world of Medicare, it's always going to be the first of the month in which your 65th birthday occurs. The only exception to that rule is if you were born on the first of the month, in which case your trigger date is the prior month. But for the purposes of Lester and Becky, they were both born in June of 56. So they're turning 65 in June of 2021. So their coverage dates would start on the 1st of June. Now, Lester's employer has a plan that covers retirees for the rest of their lives or the rest of their retirement. And it is a Medicare Advantage plan. They used to have a Medicare supplement plan. Yeah, ooh, sit down, Randy. There's a happy ending here. Watch it. Oh, boy, Randy, that caught him by surprise. But anyway, the company said, we are getting rid of our Medicare supplement plan, and we're going to fold you into a Medicare Advantage plan if you sign on the dotted line. You have to give us permission to do this. And so that's what apparently almost all of their retirees are doing. It's simple. It's easy. It's a no-brainer. And they don't understand the shortcomings of a Medicare Advantage plan because they haven't studied it. Now, Lester is a different story because he has Becky to do his thinning for him, as Lucy and Ricky would say. He has a woman who is detail-oriented and who has got a million questions and who has asked almost all of those questions of me. So Becky and I have gotten to know each other just by virtue of her asking questions and me, kind of like Steve. Steve asks a million questions and I have to do research in order to respond correctly. Becky's been the same way. What if this? What if that? What should we do about this? I don't think I like that. You know, well, let me tell you why you might not hate it so much and things like that. So I got a panicked text yesterday from Becky and Lester. And what was happening was their company rolled them into the Medicare Advantage plan without the authorization that they should be requiring. And the only explanation they have for this is that, oh, well, everybody goes for that plan. We just figured you would too. Now, they didn't say that. That's speculation to Becky and Lester. Now, Randy's going, oh, that wouldn't be me. He's going to get a snap his neck right off. He doesn't quit shaking his head, but he is perturbed by the fact that Lester and Becky almost got sucked into a Medicare Advantage plan. So what happened was I had enrolled them in a Medicare supplement plan due to begin on June 1st, which is like a week away. And I also enrolled them in a prescription drug plan due to begin on June 1st. Because of the nature of their medical history, which is like very good, basically they're healthy as horses, they qualified for the lowest cost drug plan there is, which costs about $7 a month. And so their paperwork was submitted through me. It was submitted in such a way that they were accepted immediately. And their new drug company was ready to take over responsibility for their prescription drugs on June 1st. And then what happened? Well, there's a little quirk in the way that the government operates. And that quirk is that if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, or if you have a prescription drug plan, and you enroll in something else, either Medicare Advantage or prescription drug, you're going to be thrown out of the first thing you had, because you're only allowed to have one at a time. And because we have the federal government acting as a repository for your records, it's like Big Brother watching over you. They're concerned that you might be taken for a ride by an unscrupulous agent. So they will bounce you right out of whatever you were enrolled in. So I enrolled Lester and Becky into an excellent prescription drug plan. And then they got some mail saying they were accepted. And then they got some mail saying they were unaccepted. And the reason for that was because Lester's employer automatically enrolled them in the Medicare Advantage plan, which also has prescription drug coverage, which caused an automatic disenrollment of the drug plan that they really wanted. So they were panic stricken because they did not know that this is kind of an automatic process. Now, here's the solution that I offered Lester and Becky, and they're pretty happy with the solution. The solution is that I re-enroll them in the prescription drug plan that they wanted originally, which is going to bounce them out of the employer's Medicare Advantage plan. So turnabout is fair play. We're going to have Randy's pretty excited about this. Is that the way that works? Hell, let's enroll everybody in a new plan and get them bounced out of their Medicare Advantage plans. Yep. This is the kind of thing that we can use the system against the evil cretins who created the system by just, you know, turning the tables on them. So they were pretty darn happy. They wanted me to stay up all night last night, but we had unexpected company. And frankly, after a couple of cocktails, probably wasn't the best time for me to be doing government mandated paperwork for Lester and Becky. But the important thing is there is a solution to their problem. We can get them back on track, and nothing bad happened to their Medicare supplement program. And they weren't sure about that because when they finally got to a very helpful woman at the employer's office who was very knowledgeable about this stuff, the woman said, okay, this can be fixed, and here's how it gets fixed, and blah, blah, blah. And then she said, how about your Medicare supplement plans that are going to start June 1st? Is everything okay with those? And they said, I don't know. Is there a reason to worry about that? And she said, make sure your agent is doing his job. Many of them do not do their jobs. And so they said, oh, you know, I think our agent is trustworthy and thorough. But, you know, we'll remind him several times. I don't mind being reminded several times that I've got to do the right thing. But the interesting thing is, who are these other agents? Who does this woman talk to? You know, where are their clients? How can I maybe steal his client or their clients away to help by doing the right thing for those people? In any event, it's a happy ending. I'm going to be spending a good chunk of this afternoon re-enrolling Lester and Becky into the the very inexpensive drug plan that they qualify for. And that will be a two-step process. One is I have to go onto a website and answer all the questions that they have on their applications. And the other thing is that I have to fax the paperwork into the company. I don't know why they need both the fax and the answers on their website, but it's a two-stage process. It'll take me about 45 minutes for each of them, but I couldn't be happier to solve their problem. And frankly, I wish all problems were easily solvable like this one is. They're happy campers that there's a solution, but they're skeptical enough to wait to see. I mean, they're going to hear this episode in about maybe 3 weeks from now, 2 weeks from now. It'll be, all the dust will be settled by then, but I know that they're skeptical enough that they're going to wait and see what comes in the mail. In other words, will there be a disenrollment notice from their employer's Medicare Advantage plan and a re-enrollment notice from the drug plan? That's what we're hoping for. In the meantime, their very, very competitively priced Medicare supplement plan is rock solid. Nobody's taken that off the table, and they will have that protecting them starting midnight the 1st of June. So happy ending for that one, huh, Randy?
Wow. You had me going there for a minute, Doug.
Well, you should have seen them. They were all upset and nervous, and they were on hold with the employer's benefits people for hours, I guess.
I'm telling you, you had me worried about that one. But I just would like to point out to the audience, this is not an unusual case in a lot of ways for Doug, because he will go to bat. He's like the Lone Ranger of insurance. He will save your bacon and pull it out of the fire, and any other expression you want to use from Oklahoma. Bottom line is he's a very unusual individual as an agent and many other ways too. So pay attention to this episode because you want some of this.
Now, Randy's making me blush again, but it is true. I like nothing better than to achieve victory over the forces of evil that are often arrayed against my clients. So I believe that this is just another in a long string of victories, and I'm hoping that Lester and Becky will be my clients for a long, long time.
I still have a saying, and I don't know whether it came from the Midwest or someplace else, but a good friend of mine used to use an expression, "We have once again snatched victory from the jaws of defeat."
Well, it's worse when you snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, but that's been known to happen occasionally too.
Oh dear. So anyway, folks, we need to sign her off and cycle her down today because we are running out of gas on the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. But before we do, grab your mouse, push it up there to the browser bar and go to amazon.com. Search for Doug's book, Medicare for the Lazy Man, 2021. Buy several. Pass them out to your friends and relatives. They will thank you forever and then some. And if we had an audio book, we'd sell you that too. But it's still in the presses, the recorders, the quality assurance, somewhere.
I'm going to put some ketchup on one of those things and see if it see if it doesn't get all healthy again.
Oh, my God. So anyway, thank you, Doug, for joining us. As always, I find something new every time we do this, because I actually heard something in the last episode that you and I need to have a talk over a beer, too. So anyway, having said that, you have spent about 32 and a half minutes listening to Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy from Oklahoma, taking care of Lester and Becky and the head guy at MedicareForTheLazyMan.com.
Bye-bye.